33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has said that by taking a knee during the Star-Spangled Banner, he's protesting racial injustice and police brutality. The idea was to spark a national conversation about these issues. It certainly sparked a conversation and a controversy over the nature of the protest per se, and it sparked something else too. Imitators. Not just in the NFL, but players of different sports and levels, taking a knee while the national anthem plays. That includes high school football players in Texas. And school administrators are grappling with how to deal with that. So says Shelby Webb, reporting for the Houston Chronicle. Shelby, welcome to The Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Here in Texas, deep red Texas, student athletes taking a knee in solidarity with Kaepernick?
Yeah, and it's, you know, sort of all over the place right now, at least in the Houston area. Up in Beaumont, there is a youth football league called the Beaumont Bulldogs, who almost all of their players and coaches have been kneeling for the past couple games. They've actually been threatened by the league, but the league seems to have backed off on those threats of saying if a student fails to stand, then they won't be able to play. You know, down south of Houston in Pearland, they had a fifth grade student who, again, refused to stand for the pledge, and the principal called her mom, and the mother gave permission.
This is all really interesting. What about coaches? What are they telling their players about whether or not they can protest during the pledge or the anthem?
Well, it seems to be different from district to district. One district in particular, Crosby, came into some issues when its coach sort of took a preemptive step and said, if you guys don't stand for the anthem, we won't let you play, or we're going to send you to the locker room. And that made some players upset. They had a long discussion over everything from respecting veterans to Black Lives Matter and everything in between. And ultimately, the team decided to kneel for the coin toss rather than for the national anthem.
That's interesting. So they sort of split the difference, it sounds like. But there are some legal issues in play here. I know that there was a Supreme Court case that took up political speech among students. This would have been back in the late 40s. Is that controlling here? I mean, the Supreme Court has said pretty unequivocally that students don't have to cite the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Absolutely. But there's a difference between saying the Pledge of Allegiance in a classroom and standing for the national anthem at a football game, because a football is an extracurricular activity. So it's sort of a gray area because it's not really governed by that same Supreme Court ruling that you're referencing. But Texas also has an interesting law. And I spoke to an education law professor about this, who told me he's not quite sure that the Texas statute is up to snuff constitutionally. But basically, it says that if a student wants to skip saying the pledge, they have to get written parental consent in order to do that. But the original Supreme Court hearing said nothing about, parental permission to be able to do anything like that. The professor told me if someone challenged it, he's not sure that the Texas statute would stand.
And let's get back to what's actually happening there on the field. Let's say that you're a student athlete and you chose to take a knee during the national anthem or refuse to cite the pledge. If a coach wants to hold you back, maybe keep you on the bench for the game, is there any recourse that a student could have?
Well, I'm sure the student could complain to the district and try to maybe contact their local ACLU group. But, the education law professor I spoke to said that it's really unlikely that, any court or any body will really compel the coach whether they stand for the national anthem or not. Because, again, football is an extracurricular activity.
Right.
So it's not like if you're in the classroom, it's much different.
Is there any sense of how the communities at large are kind of reacting to this? Is this creating any tension between teams or between parents and administrators or between students and administrators? Is there a way of gauging that temperature?
Oh, absolutely. In Beaumont, for example, with the Beaumont Bulldogs, some of the other teams within this youth football league have been considering just forfeiting games and not playing them because they're so upset about it. So, I mean, it's such a variety of opinions, and it does seem to be causing some tension in some communities, particularly like I mentioned in Beaumont.
So let's pull back and try to sort of assess what's happening at large. Is there any sense of how widespread this is? And is anyone turning this into the kind of teachable moment that it seems to me this would be extremely ripe for?
Right. Well, I think Crosby High School did a pretty good job in terms of teachable moment. They had that long discussion about, you know, Black Lives Matter and about, you know, whether kneeling for the national anthem was disrespectful. And actually, one of the assistant coaches over at Crosby High School, his brother was actually one of the police officers killed in Dallas. So that definitely added an extra layer to that conversation. Other places, I think people are still trying to figure out how to deal with this. I talked to one local attorney here who said that three different school districts have asked him for guidance on the issue in the past couple of days. I mean, I know up in Seattle, there's another football team too that's getting in some heat for kneeling during the national anthem. So it seems to be popping up and increasingly frequently. So I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it.
You know she will. Shelby Webb is an education reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll have a link to her story at texasstandard.org. Shelby, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.